Blog Talk Radio.
This time it's New Year, New You. Now let's get into it. So, what do you want to be? Now, since we're designing our world, we're designing our life. Do you want to be healthier, happier, wealthier? What's your purpose? What drives you? What do you value? When you define these, then your pathway is clear. Now, where are you now? And this is one of the biggest things, because you're going to be motivated by either gain or you don't want to achieve a loss. Okay, so where are you now? Are you sick, unhealthy, stressed, depressed, in debt, broke? But what's your potential? Now, one of the things that I would totally recommend is evaluate your life. Now, this is a great wheel. You could put whatever you want on the outside: business, career, health, physical environment, fun, recreation. Now, evaluate your life in this fashion, but in reality. So what you're going to do is, if you're achieving everything in fun and recreation, you're going to put a 10 there. If your physical environment, you're really happy, 10 there. If your business and career is good, 10 there. If not, you rate it what you think it is. Now, the old adage, if you're in 10 in all of these, your wheel is round and life is easy. If you're not, you're not going to be stable. Now, you can use Dr. DeMartini's 7 areas to evaluate your life, which I love his program. Now, rate yourself every year. I recommend screenshotting this, copying this, and evaluating yourself every year. Because if you know where you are, then you have a good direction at where you're going to go. Now, the one on the right, I evaluated this before I met my Sarah, before I met my wife. And you can see business was good. Finances were okay. You know, health is good. Okay. But romance was really, really low. Because I was focusing on every areas of the life except for romance. And then thank God for Sarah. And now, DeMartini, get to the DeMartini.com. And you literally determine your values. Now, values are as unique as a fingerprint. What do you value? What do you surround yourself with? What are your goals? Like for me, I've got books at every office I have. Because I love reading. I love learning. I value learning. Okay, that's really, really important to me. And you write down these values. And if you're living in incongruently with your values, you're going to be in a disharmony. This is where a lot of people say, I'm supposed to, I should. When you say I should, and according to Dr. Marshall Rosenberg, should and deserve are the two most dangerous words in the English language. When you're saying I should, you're living with other people's values, not your own. So defining your values is the key. And this is what you value in your soul, what you value in your life. Now, that a lot of us get stuck. We get stuck with outside influences. We lose direction. But there is a universal intelligence that you can tap in. I mean, we have an innate inborn intelligence that's inside of each one of us. And this does things that you don't have to think about, like your bodily functions are regulated, heart rate's regulated, digestion's regulated, all automatically. And that's an innate intelligence. Now, the universal intelligence to tap into this expands your potential. Now, this is an exercise you have to do in one sitting. Why? Because you're going to be tapping in to that inner strength, that inner intelligence, okay, that universal intelligence. So you write down 100 things, 100, not 95, not 60, not 70, 100 things to do, be, or become. And that you're going to find out it may be challenging. You know, you might be able to write down 20 very, very quickly. But to tap into that universal intelligence, you're going to have to dig down and writing down 100 things to do, be, or become. And it could be, you know, learn cooking. Okay, but let's be more specific. I want to learn Italian cooking from Tuscany, Italy. Okay, there you go. That's the next level. Okay, and then you may say, okay, I want to swim the Great Barrier Reef, or or learn scuba diving or go deep water certification, go wreck diving, go sailing across the Pacific, sailing to the Channel Islands. Okay, so anything to do, be, or become. And this could be a doctorate level stuff. So when you get deep down in there, you're going to be writing fanciful things just to fill it out, like learn Swahili, learn Mandarin Chinese, travel the Mongolian steppes. You know, if travel is your thing, production, start a business, write a book, meet that ultimate person. Okay, so but write it down in great detail. And then when you get all done with your 100 things, this is huge. And you don't want to do things like that aren't quantifiable, like be happier. Okay, no, that's not tangible. Accomplishment, doing certain things, having experiences, okay, where you can actually quantify it. And this is huge. Now, it's got to be one sitting, so you're tapping it in. Once you get those 100 things, write down a 1, a 5, or a 10 next to each one. And this makes it a little bit more real. Because could you learn Swahili in 1 year? Well, probably not. You know, it may take 5 years because right now you'd have to organize your time or do that. Let's say you want to hike the Great Wall of China. Okay, good. Could you do that in 1 year? Probably not. You need to get permission. You need to get in shape. Okay, 5 years would be good. Okay, let's say you want to go on an African safari. 10 years may be a good goal because this way you can arrange to have a month off and travel, you know, at Kenya or look at the Congo or, I mean, all the cool stuff that you could do in Africa or South America. Okay, look at exploring the jungles of the Amazon, you know, all of these, 1, 5, or 10. So this makes it more real. Where you're now envisioning things that you thought were impossible or that weren't even in your realm of possibilities. Then you pick the top 5 1-year goals, and this is what you're going to build your vision board. And this is huge. And so when you look at this, what are your top 5 1-year goals, your top 5 5-year goals, and your top 5 10-year goals? So the top 5 1-year goals, this is what you're going to be writing down, has your vision board. So you're looking at this. So let's say you want to become a skydiver or surf in Hawaii or learn the guitar or go snowboarding or ride in a balloon. Now, these are a lot of the goals that my oldest boy wrote down. And you could tell he's a bit on the adventure experiential side for sure. But then, and because you've got, again, goals are huge, you got to make a vision board so you can see this every day, so you can add to the reality of it. Because when you visualize things, the world starts to change and you start to see more opportunities. Just think, like, if you've never had kids or anything before and you go to a mall that you usually go to. Let's say you need to buy some kid toys for a friend that just had a baby. God bless you. One of my buddies just had a little baby girl, and oh my gosh, she's amazing. But when I go into a mall, I'm not usually looking for kid stores. Then all of a sudden I'm looking and I notice that there's childhood stores everywhere. So these opportunities are going to present themselves because now you're more aware of it. Okay, so you're reviewing this every day, and I put it, where you're going to see it every day, like where you brush your teeth, where you prepare for the world, where you're going to start your meditation. And so it's becoming more and more and more real than the opportunities that are going to present it. Then, okay, mindstorming. Now, we know brainstorming is getting together with a group of people, okay, and you come up with an idea or ideas. Mindstorming is completely unique. And this is guaranteed. Now, this was taught to me by a brilliant chiropractor. And he said that he has taught many, many people how to do this mindstorming technique, but not many people do it. And I've done it a few times and it works every time I've done it. It works 100% of the time. So again, we're going to tap into this universal intelligence. So at the top of the sheet of paper, you're going to put one of your goals, like become a skydiver, or it could be travel to Italy, or it could be produce $10,000 a month, or it could be anything, but one specific goal. Then you write 20 actions that you can do to achieve that goal. And again, not 19, not 15, not 10, 20 actions that you can do to achieve that goal. Now, this is hugely important because, like, let's say you're going to become a skydiver. So first off, find a skydiving school. If it's to start a bakery, okay, you might want to look at the bakeries in your area, look at the price comp, what they're producing, where to get the raw materials. Let's say you want to get and build a classic car. Okay, great. Find out what are available, what year you want. Okay, so each one of these, each 20 actions that you can do to achieve that goal. Now, you're going to be tapping in again to this universal intelligence and digging down deep inside. You're going to get ideas that you would never have thought of before. It's super exciting. Save up money to attend the school, sign up for advanced training. it's interesting because I know Michael, my oldest boy, he ended up becoming an indoor skydiving instructor. So this was one of his goals. And you're going to see that when you complete each one of those tasks and some of the tasks, you're going to be able to solve multiple in one sitting or one day. It's super exciting. Then now you have a plan. Now you have a goal. Now you have a vision board. You've learned mindstorming so that you can start to arrange the actions that you're going to do this year to achieve your goals. And this is huge. But let's troubleshoot because you only have risk and reward. Okay, so what happens if nothing changes this year? What happens if you do nothing this year? Then you're going to get up to the same thing that you have now. What if you don't achieve your goals? Now, this is huge because there are no unrealistic goals. There are unrealistic timelines. So having a goal, putting it on your vision board, making it more real so that your actions are to achieve this goal. And you've got to know what you're putting in your mind, what you're putting in your body, what you're, you know, everything is important. So don't look at when you're writing down a goal. A lot of people's brains will be saying, well, I can't really do that. I can't take time off. I'm overwhelmed with my bills. I can never go to, hike the Swiss Alps. Okay. Stop those no's. So put that goal up and realize that a timeline that if you don't achieve it, don't beat yourself up for it. And what if you don't fulfill your highest values? And honestly, if you're not fulfilling your highest values, they might not be your highest values. Like, let's say that you really value savings and you want to build your cash, but you really want that Louis Vuitton purse, or you really want this. Well, saving wouldn't be your highest value. You might want brand names. You might want bling. So you might be living with other people's values. So if your values are incongruent with your actions, you might need to change your values. Okay. Now don't worry about failing forward fast. Okay. And that's the key. Take a step. It's so hard to get a job if you've never had a job. It's so hard to go get an education if you've never been educated. It's so hard to change your field. Like, I've got one patient who was brilliant, loved cooking, loved everything else, about cooking and it, but he didn't like working late nights in a kitchen. He didn't like anything else. He ended up becoming a diesel mechanic and happier than heck, super successful, wealth coming in. And so he was able to build a beautiful kitchen, you know, so fail forward fast, make a decision, take that step. And think of Edison. Edison tried everything to find the filament for his famous light bulb. Okay, and he said he never failed at anything. To develop the light bulb was a 99-step process. So try it and fail it. But that's the process on how to create a new world, a new life. Don't be afraid about failing. So goal setting and mindstorming. Number one, if you look at this, getting healthy, get organized, live your life to the fullest, learn new hobbies, spend less, save more, okay, live within your means, travel, read more. I mean, there's so many things that you could do to expand your life and your world in whatever physical, financial, whatever you can do. And once you set this, once you have a plan, then you can start to achieve them. Now, why do New Year's resolutions fail? Well, for one, our brains. Now, your brain, you think about 95,000 thoughts a day. Problem is 90% of those thoughts are about the same thoughts that you had before. And one thought will hit another thought, will hit another thought, and those thoughts fall like dominoes. And so if you're feeding your brain, okay, with negative influences, if you're always on TikTok looking at damaging stuff or dangerous or politics or this or the control or this, you're going to feel powerless when you are actually made in the image and likeness of God. The planet was built for you. You are built, you're more energy than matter. I mean, think of your body. You can take an apple, a banana, a bell pepper, and turn that into eye tissue and kidney tissue. You're breaking down at protein, fats, and carbohydrates. You got 70 trillion cells, and these cells have thousands and thousands of chemical processes going on right now. So you are divine energy. So focusing in on the negative, the I can't, or taking away something, and I'm gonna quit this. Okay, look at try changing something, trying to do something. I'm gonna try to do this. Just remember Yoda, there is no try. You do or do not. So I know I love the old Star Wars. Okay. And wanting stuff. So if you put, I want to be healthy. No, write your goals in present tense. I am healthy. I want to be wealthy. No, I am wealthy. Okay, I'm going to try this. No, I have changed my lifestyle. My diet is healthy and clean and natural. It's something my great grandparents would recognize. Not, I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to activate healthy lifestyle choices. Okay, focusing in on the negatives. I can't do this. I can do this. I am doing this. I am powerful. I am strong. I am is a statement. It's hugely important. And this is why we talk about neurolinguistic programming. We talk about reprogramming your subconscious. And I am is a statement. The keys to this, okay, sufficient sleep. This is when your body regenerates. Poor sleep patterns will destroy your brain. It will put you in a complete stress state, and sleep is when the body regenerates. Sufficient nutrients. This means you get stuff that your body can metabolize, okay? This means your diet is like your great-great-grandparents. Remember how crazy they were? I know. They only ate fresh, organic, healthy, free-range. That's all that there was. Exercise and play. Play is so important every day. Every day, you got to play a little bit, and prayer and meditation, hugely important. If you look at every study that involves prayer, healing occurs faster. If you got this universal intelligence, universal energy, God, and if you can connect to it, it works. So sleep, reset your circadian rhythms, go to bed between 10 and 10:30. Journal and plan your day the next day. The next day begins the night before, so journal and read so you can prepare your mind for sleep. Put only good things in. Read at least 30 minutes before bed, a paper book, not electronic device. Electronic devices do two things. They emit a blue light, which interrupts melatonin, and that's an antioxidant, but also passively staring, receiving information, put your brain in a beta wave state, and that's similar to hypnosis, so your body can't achieve the deep states of sleep. and then wake up 4 to 4:30. So optimal human function is 6.5 to 7.5 hours. This is sleep restriction therapy where you're resetting your circadian rhythms. Now, when you're first doing a sleep restriction where you're changing your circadian rhythms, poor sleep patterns have a similar effect as alcohol. So realize that your reaction time may be impaired if you're doing a complete sleep restriction therapy, because there's high disease rates at 9 hours or more sleep or 5 hours or less. So resetting your circadian rhythms or sleep. Sleep is an active part of your day. This is when your body regenerates. You figure every day you're destroying a billion cells and you're building a billion cells. And that process, that's oxidative metabolic process of break and build, okay, occurs at nighttime, the good hunk of it. Then daily juicing. Juicing, why is this important? Well, if you can, to break down the nutrients, this way you can metabolize the nutrients better. It's fantastic, like apples, and let food be your medicine. Have malic acid. These help kidney function. They're fantastic, full of phytonutrients, and juice the core. Carrots turn into beta-carotene, helping the lung function. And this is how your system alkalinizes. Celery is super high in minerals. If you have any metabolic issues, I wouldn't be juicing kale or spinach because they're high in alkaloids and they can slow down the thyroid. Eating them is fantastically important. So putting them in a salad, sauteing them, great. Beets clean the liver. They turn your poo and pee red, which is scary, but they're fantastic. Turmeric, ginger, you're looking at huge amount of phytonutrients, antimicrobials, anti-cancer properties. I mean, these things are great. Okay, now what's kind of fun too, if you juice the apples and carrots and take the offal, the leftovers, you mix that with a little bit of coconut oil, a little bit of cacao, a little pinch of sea salt, and freeze them, you get the most tasty macaroons that are delicious. If you want another one, great, it's apples and carrots. So you could have fun with this. And the greatest doctor in the world is inside of you. So like, let's say that you try this and you say, you know, I really like it, but I want more beets. Okay, listen to that doctor within. That doctor within is smarter than any doctor without. Bananas, pineapples. I mean, look at bananas, super high in healthy amounts of potassium. Pineapples, super high in antioxidants, okay, anti-inflammatories. Berries, oh my gosh, you want to get those skin of the berries. Each different color of berry has phytonutrients. Mangoes, cacao, maca, spirulina, chlorella, collagen. Look at all of the things you can add. Like when I make my daily coffee, I'm in having a little bit of collagen in there, a little bit of cacao. It tastes good and you get the antioxidants. It's fantastic. And look at your diet. Healthy, organic, and plants are good. When I say plant-based, it means you can eat organic meats. They're fantastically good for you. Okay, but when you're in a stress state, you got to get the amino acids, and it's easier to get them from plants. Processed and packaged foods means that they've removed either metabolic or digestive enzymes or both so that bacteria don't like it, so it has a longer shelf life. And that's hard for your body to metabolize. Fermented foods is amazing. You help the gut flora and it pre-digests the nutrients so you can get it in there. Quinoa, wild rice. Oh my gosh. I mean, I do this one thing with wild rice that is out of this world, or that black rice. Oh my gosh, that's one of my favorites, where you cook it down and then while it's cooking, okay, just when it starts, the rice starts to swell up, then you put bell peppers, onions, tomatoes, broccoli sprouts. You put it in there, maybe add a little bit of oil in there. And it is amazing. It's one pot wonders. And look at always adding a little bit of fermented foods in there. Kimchi, kombucha, sauerkraut. Exercise daily, every day. No matter what the weather is like, do at least 30 minutes. Even if you're just inside doing sit-ups and push-ups, 30 minutes a day. Walk barefoot if possible. If you're in North America and it's wintertime, it's going to be hard to be walking barefoot. Okay, and if you can, swim. The ocean, you get transdermal magnesium absorption. Fantastically good for you. Take up a new hobby. Do something fun. Learn a new skill. Play with friends and family. Involve people. If you have a dog or a cat, take them out on a walk. I know walking a cat is hard, but you got to play every day. Play every day. This is a gift to yourself. And even if you're involved in work and you're intense, you're involved in studying, you're involved in whatever business you have, make sure you give yourself a half hour a day to play, to do some type of activity. And then daily prayer and meditation. I have a huge, like Carl Jung said, he doesn't have a belief in God. He has a knowing of God. I pray to God every day. I pray actually over each patient so I can be guided in what my actions are going to be. If you look at every study, shows that if you involve prayer, healing occurs faster. If you don't have a relationship with God, meditate, because that's going to get you in the parasympathetic state. But daily self-reflection, daily a connection with the power that made you, it gives you a serenity. It helps your body reconnect with our society, and you're going to find that you're going to love your fellow man a little bit more. You know, it's like namaste. You see a little bit of God in each person that you deal with. Even if you have a different belief system, that same spirit of life is inside that person. And I deal with a lot of people that are hurt, sick, and lost. And when they find out that they have that inner strength, because it's our strength inside, okay, what do they say? It's not our weakness. It's our strength and our beauty and our light that is a challenge. But when you become aware of that strength and that beauty and that light inside, and this is what prayer meditation does, it makes you consciously aware of that beauty, that energy, that light. Connect with that and connect with others, because we are all on this planet together. And whether you have a different belief system, we all have that same life force energy. God bless you. Make this the greatest new year you can have, and be the best you can. And remember, I love the old Native American saying, a grandfather and a grandson are out, and the grandfather says there's two wolves always fighting for the soul of a man, one evil, one good. And the grandson looks up and says, well, which one wins, grandfather? The one you feed. So make sure that you're feeding your brain, your body, your mind, your world with energy that's affirming, that's life affirming. In your dealings with other people, have that respect, because there is that same life force in each person, even if you do have a different belief system. God bless you. Let's make 2024 one of the best years yet. Take charge of your life, because you are the best person to be in charge of your life. God bless you all. Happy New Year.